produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
If you love the Lord, turn around and hug somebody. Tell them you're in the right place. At the right time, and something good is going to happen to you. Lord, I thank you for restoration. I'm going to say it again. Lord, I thank you for restoration. I'm going to say it one more time. Lord, I thank you for restoration. The good shepherd, Pastor Evangelist Dennis L. Martin. Co-pastor Sweet June Cake Bacon Martin. And to everyone associated and related to this church, all the Martins and the Paces and everybody, we still praying for Mother Pace. You know, I went to the house. I don't know how people can pray for you when you were down and going through and they get down and you're going to forget. Yeah. Touch somebody, tell them, don't forget to remember where all your blessings come from. Let me talk about Pastor Martin. Lord, continue to bless this church, this ministry, and improve yourself to him and the family like you've done for others before. And give them everything they ask for in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Let me talk about your pastor before I read the Bible. Most of that stuff he just said about me was true. The part he didn't tell you was that there were places I sent him that I had been going for years, and I sent him and they didn't have me back no more. I had to put that in. But he's my friend. The late Gene Martin and I were friends. Amen. We were in Oakland, California. Gene Martin was at A. Allen, and I was out there with Ernestine Cleveland Reams. And so we went by the convention center. And you know, I was dressed in all that black, and I was black. Somehow we wound up back in the finance room with all that money stacked up on tables. And they jumped when they saw me. They thought I was coming to stick them up. And late Gene Martin said, oh, no, this is my friend from New Jersey. He's all right. And I met Gene when I had to be 17 or 18, and he was a few years older than me in Philadelphia, under that big top tent. And I was at the Horizon with Arturo Skinner having church. But I'm still here. I'll be 75 in March. Everybody over 75, raise your hand. You saying I'm the oldest person in here? Some of y'all closing in on me. Wave at me if you're closing in. But don't make me feel lonely. But I'm glad to be here. My wife's not here, you know, because of February, we found out she had lung cancer. She never smoked a cigarette, and she never smoked no barbecue ribs or nothing. This cancer devil is a demon. But she's getting better. Tomorrow, Gloria will be 70 years old tomorrow. And as I leave the sanctuary today, I have a pound cake, and don't nobody ask for none. I'm taking the pound cakes going straight back to Fayetteville. All right. Bless that wonderful name of... Bless that wonderful name of the Lord. Bless that wonderful name of... No other name I know. There's a name that's above every name. It's Jesus. You don't have to stand, but if you have your weapon, pull them out. You don't have to stand. You don't have to stand. I'm going to read it. You got folks call themselves preaching, and they never even quote a scripture. But every word of God is right. You have to preach from Ebony or Jet, from Playboy. You need to preach the word. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his word gonna stand forever. In Matthew's chapter 9, the 27th verse and a few of the following verses. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou art the Son of David. Crying and saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was coming to the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith be it unto you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. And as they went out, behold, they brought unto him a dumb man possessed with devils. And when the devils was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitudes marveled, saying, It was never so seen in Israel. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. Touch somebody, tell them, say, for crying out loud. That's what I want to talk about. for crying out loud.
That's good.
For crying out loud. Now, there's some babies in the Martin family, in the Peace family, in the White family. I got Joy, he'll be 49 January the 1st. She got a master's from Spelman. Tamara is Dr. Tamara. She got her doctorate from Clark and the seminary and all that. But Richie been to 3 colleges. I have a PhD from the street. I left home when I was 16. And when you're looking at me, you're looking at a miracle. So as far as Mother Pace is concerned, we got a whole lot of folks praying for her. I hardly let people touch my head. It's my head. And people, when I was a teenager, a woman in Jersey touched my head and I slapped her. I was a teenager. That could have been anywhere from 13 to 19. I wasn't fully delivered. But she had no business touching my head. Right on, right on. But when I went to see Mother Pace last week, called everybody in the house except June, because she was somewhere homeschooling one of her children, grandchildren. But after I called everybody in and I prayed, I sat right next to the bed and I told them to show you how anointed Mother Pace is. She's the only one I allow to just rub my head and pray over me. And she prayed for me. That's why I'm here today. You don't know what could have happened between last week and up till now. All you that got arms enough to touch somebody, reach out and tell them, somebody prayed for me. Had me on their mind. Took the time to pray for me. So we got a lot of children and grandchildren. Joy got Jasmine, who's in Georgia Tech. And no, Talia's in Georgia Tech, and Jasmine taking college courses, and Gabby's in school. She's 9, but she's bigger than both of them now. And on the dean's list at school, and Richie got Malachi and Morgan. So it's babies in the family. And some more whites coming. Some more Martins coming. Some more. All you women have got a baby, raise your hand, say, me too. Well, that's good. Just keep them in restoration so they can grow up right. Amen. With some good teaching and preaching. In the scripture, Dr. D.L., the Bible said 2 blind men followed Jesus. Blind man back at the door, come up here. Blind man, come here. Yeah. Y'all must be members of this church or friends. Hit me. You a man, ain't you? Hang on. 2 blind men followed. Y'all know how to follow? Followed Jesus. All y'all that are following Jesus, tell somebody, I will follow him.
I will follow him.
Wherever he may go.
Wherever he may go.
It ain't no mountain too high.
Ain't no valley too low.
But where he leads me,
I will follow.
2 blind men. It's amazing. All these fellas got on these glasses. face the camera, man. You on? Excuse me, Scott. Two blind men. You remember when I had arms and all that stuff? But I'll be 75. They followed Jesus. Touch somebody, tell them about something magnetic about Jesus. When you get close to him, he has such a pulling power, a drawing power. They followed him all day long. Now, if one of June's grandbabies go to crying, if the drummer's baby go to crying, everybody in here turn around looking back. Of course, the baby's crying. Then some of you got the nerve to say, well, my baby don't cry. Your baby may be retarded. A baby's supposed to cry. Baby come to church. You know he in church. But if he got to go to bathroom, all of a sudden he go to talking about, I got to go bathroom, bathroom, bathroom. You wish you would have done something before you got there, but the baby goes to crying. And you got to get up and go out with the baby. Forget them other folks talking about their baby don't cry. Pay for them, pray for them and their baby. Everybody needs prayer. Two blind men followed him, crying. Be ashamed. You weigh about 235, 40. 214. Yeah. What you weigh? 270. Remember, 270. Be ashamed for these fellas to be following me crying. All these women in this church and these grown men following me crying. Some of y'all remember Baby Stokes, great evangelist from Virginia. He couldn't say crying, he said crying. These weren't quiet crybabies. They were following him crying, Lord have mercy. Do I have to go to the trunk? Or y'all gonna say Lord have mercy?
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, keep on saying. Following him, crying, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Now, you don't want to hear the babies cry, so you know you don't want to hear no blind men, grown men, 200-pound men talking about, Lord have mercy on us. Touch somebody, tell them everybody in here needs mercy. Everybody in here needs grace. I'm trying not to holler. Get it. Everybody in here needs grace and mercy. Need a little favor. I'll just holler one time. Everybody in here. Woo! Just hug yourself. And tell somebody you're looking at a product of mercy. We all here because of love and mercy and grace and favor. But these men, they kept on saying what?
Lord have mercy.
Yes, sir.
Lord have mercy. Lord.
Look at somebody, tell them Jesus couldn't shake them.
Jesus couldn't shake them.
Couldn't get away from them. They kept on following you, saying, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. You the miracle worker. You the healer. You the deliverance. You the answer. All day long. Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord. Jesus said, these fellas been carrying me and charging me and following me all day long. Said, I'm going on back with Mary and Martha. They followed him. They didn't have no seeing eye dog. They didn't have no white cane with a red label. But they followed him. They got attached to his presence. They got attached to his power. They got attached to what he could do. So they followed him. Blind and followed him. All y'all been to New York, say amen.
Amen.
You been to Times Square?
Amen.
I see blind folks in Times Square. No dog. They ain't got Butch, Ren Tin Tin, Lassie, Bullet. Y'all don't watch the movies. All them dogs. They out there in Times Square, mother, all by themselves. Jumping on an Uber. Take me somewhere. Blind. But these blind men follow Jesus all day long, got him up in the house. When Jesus gets up there, he turned around and said, now y'all fellas been following me all day, and now you done followed me up in the house. All I want to know is, do you believe I'm able to do this? Everybody with a good right hand, just open your hand and look at somebody like you, Italian, and tell them the Lord can handle this and that. Whatever comes up, he can handle it. All the Lord wants to know from you today, restoration, do you believe the Lord is able to do this? Whatever. This is whatever the problem, whatever the burden, whatever the need, whatever the supply is, he can handle it. Donald Trump got a man supposed to be his fixer. But those of you that got a fixer, hug yourself and tell somebody, I got a fixer. He can fix anything. He can fix anybody. He can fix any problem. He's able to fix it. The old saints used to say, let Jesus fix it for you. He knows just what to do. Whenever you pray, let him have his way, and Jesus will fix it. Jesus. Y'all done followed me all the way up in the house. I want to know, do you believe I'm able to do this? All y'all that got this in your hand, look at somebody, tell them, I can't handle this. I can't fix this. I can't solve this problem. I can't answer this prayer. I can't stop this devil. But he can. He can. I know he can. This, it may be hard for me, but it's easy for him. It may be difficult for me, But he can handle this. Now take both hands and go like this and say, he can. And he will. He can. And he will. Oh, yes, he will. He can handle this. He's a solver. He's a problem solver. He's a burden bearer. He's a heavy load sharer. He can fight any battle. He's the champion of the whole universe. Do you believe I'm able to do this? Born blind, but I can give you sight that you never had in your mama's womb. Y'all missed the whole point. You was born in the dark, never saw a blade of light, but do you believe I'm able to do this? What did they say?
I'm able, I believe.
What they say?
I believe.
They said, yes, Lord. Yeah. They said, yay, Lord. You can do it. You can go way back before my great-great-grandparents were born. And you got all in my DNA. And you gave sight to the blind. Everybody that's having a little optical illusion, I wrote a song years ago. I've come to the conclusion it's not an optical illusion. I've seen him in grace. I've seen him in power. As a matter of fact, I've seen him this hour. Do you believe? Been blind all your life. Do you believe I can give you sight? They answered, yes, Lord. I know your Bible said, yay, Lord. They said, yes, Lord. Look what Bishop Charles Harrison Basin did with two words. And we got folks around the world copying the Church of God in Christ with two words. Yes, Lord. I want everybody in here, go down in your belly. I know we own screening, but I want you to get the loudest yes, Lord, you can get. And tell folks around the world that I believe he's able. Say yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. You can do it. Now the rest of y'all get your hands up. This is a sticker. Tell everybody it's out of my hand. It's out of my hands. It's out of my hands. What I've been struggling with, it's out of my hands. What I've been praying about, it's out of my hands. Oh, oh, it's out of my hands. Look at somebody, tell them, I can't do nothing with this, but he can. They answered, yay, Lord. They answered, yes, Lord. And so Jesus said, since y'all believe I'm able, the Bible said, then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith. We believe in prayer cloths. We believe in anointing with oil. We believe in laying on hands. But beside all of that, it's according to your faith. Bishop, you you need to take one of these microphones. It's according to your faith. I don't care who lays hands on you. It's according to your faith. I don't care how much oil they put on you. It's according to your faith. You can take the prayer cloth, put it in the pillow, sleep on it all night long, but it's according. They say, what is Mr. Clean doing? I'm preaching deliverance. That's deliverance preaching. It's according to your faith. Soon as it touched them, their eyes popped open. He said, now y'all get on out of here. I've been having trouble with the authorities. See that no man knows it. But they stepped out the door. One man looked at the other. He said, man, we've been together all these years. I never would have thought you looked like that. He said, but wait a minute. He just told us, don't tell nobody. He said, but these are my eyes, and those are your eyes. You can do what you wanna, but I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I can tell the world about this South. I can tell the nation that I'm blessed. Tell them what Jesus has done, that the Comforter has come, and he brought joy, great joy, to my soul. Rub your belly, say, my soul, my soul, my soul. They ran out and they told everybody, since I met Jesus, since he saved this whole soul of mine, make me want to run on shouting hallelujah. Yeah! Before Johnny Cash got a chance to sing it, two blind men started singing. Said, I saw the light. I saw the light. One touch from the master's hand. They're living in darkness. One touch, they can see the light. One touch, see their hands. They've been washing with, but for the first time, they see their hands. They see their feet. They see their eyes. They see the blue sky. They see the bright sunshine. One touch. Reach out and touch somebody. Tell them that's all you need. One touch. One word. One. The question is, do you believe he's able to do this? Cancer? Say yes. High blood? No blood. Low blood? Sickle cell, diabetes, he's able. He can do anything but fail. Christ won't fail. Christ won't fail. If you watch him, if you're in prison, he got a way out for you. Say, well, I got life. He's able to set you free. You're in the hospital. He's able to bring you out. Let me count my operations. I had a tumor That's why I've been bald since 5 and a half. A parathyroid gland, triple hernia, quadruple heart surgery, gallbladder out, artificial toe. But don't you know God is... Somebody by the hand and say, he can handle it. He can handle it. Yes, he can. Yes, he can. Yes, he can. He can handle it. He can handle it. Come on, hug somebody. Hug somebody. Tell him whatever it is. Whatever it is, whatever it is, he can handle it. If you cry in faith, if you cry believing, believing is equivalent to receiving. If you believe, you receive. If you don't, you won't. He can handle it. Care how heavy it is. He can handle it. Heartbreak, heartache, disappointment, rejection. He can handle it. So, for crying out loud, two men got their sight. For crying out loud, touch somebody, tell them maybe you haven't received that miracle you want because you haven't cried in faith. You haven't cried out loud, Lord have mercy. On my family, have mercy. On the unsaved loved one, have mercy. Save, Lord. Save, Lord. Save, Lord. Bind the devil. Send him back to the pit in the name of Jesus. Come on, get somebody by the hand and tell them, say, for crying out loud, he can supply your need. For crying out loud, he can open doors that are closed in your face. If you cry right, cry, I believe, I believe, I believe God. He can do anything, anything but fail. God can do anything but fail. God can do anything but fail. He can save. He can heal. It's according to his word. God can do anything but fail. Amen. everybody stand on your feet for crying out loud. If you notice the story, he said, have mercy on us. Don't be just saying, Lord, have mercy, like the late Bishop Harold James Benjamin that taught me how to preach. They called him Lord, have mercy, Benjamin. Those two men said, have mercy on us. Everybody in here, get a partner. And for seven times, hold their hands and just say, have mercy on us. Come on. Come on, come on. Come on. Come on. Hey! Have mercy on us. Woo! Lord, have mercy. Fix us. Help us to be lifters of you. Lifters of your name. Lifters of what you can do for others. Not just us, but others. When I pastored a church in New Orleans 40-some years ago, it was a little larger than this, but it was the cutest little church you could eat off the floor. It didn't have an exit sign on the door. Over the door, it had others. It said, when you leave here looking out for others. Touch somebody, tell them, if you look out for others, others will look out for you. If you pray for others, others will pray for you. Make ways for others, others will make ways for you. In Jesus' name, cry out loud. Every one of you that got loved ones in trouble, whatever their name is, don't worry about who heard you. Call their name and say, Lord, have mercy. Call their name. Call their name. Whoever their name is. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. My son. My daughter. My grandchild. My husband. My wife. My husband. My wife. My nephew. Lord, have mercy. Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy. Save, Lord. Heal, Lord. Deliver, Lord. All over the world. Lord. Have mercy. All the Lord wants us to do is, after having mercy on us, is run and tell it. Tell of his goodness. Tell of his mercy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Tell how good he's been to you. And I want everybody in here that can get in the air. Some of you may be too heavy. When I watch the news, I watch hours of news every day. They showed where a man was in jail for 30-some years a few weeks ago. If you watch CNN, they let the man go. That man was so happy when he got out. He All y'all that the Lord had mercy on, if you can get in the ad one time, get on up in there. Thank you. Now look at somebody and tell them, what you shouting about? What you dancing about? Now put your hand on your hip and tell somebody, I'm shouting because the Lord had mercy on me. Come on. Come on. The Lord had mercy on me. The Lord had mercy on me. The Lord had mercy on me. Is that enough? Oh! The Lord had mercy. Tell somebody, I got a right. I got a right. I got a right to praise the Lord. I got a right. I got a right. Woo. Every time I get a chance, I'm going to praise him early in the morning. I'm going to praise him way over in the midnight hour. Oh! 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 Yeah! I got it right. I was blind, but now I see. It was in the dark, but now I see. Heartbroken, but now I see.
I will lift mine eyes into the hills from whence cometh my help. Yes, I will. I know where to look. In the hills. In the hills, in the hills, in the hills. So why should I be down when there's
in the hills.
My wife and I, when this is released, we'll be married 44 years. 40 some years ago, in the mountains in Connecticut, I was driving a little Opel Buick, and lightning struck, and the battery cables got shaken loose. Up in that mountains and in those hills in Connecticut, raccoons, bears, snakes, all kind of mountain-dwelling animals. It was an Alfred Hitchcock night, real spooky, real scary. Big bad Richie White is stuck in the mountains. No batteries, no pliers, no wrench. I promise you, I was afraid. And out of nowhere, a little white brother rolled up on a little two-bed truck with horn-rimmed glasses. And he said, "Can I help you?" And trembling, I said, "Please, help me. I'm stuck and I don't have pliers or a wrench." The man helped me and disappeared. I just want you to know, wherever you are, the Lord is a very pleasant, present help. He'll help you and won't talk about you. He'll help you and leave. He'll help you and go help somebody else. I want to let you know, wherever you are, whatever your dilemma is, oh, there's help in the hills. Yes, it is. For you and yours, there's help for your health. There's help for your finance. There's help for your romance. There's help for your family. There's help for you. You got to get up in that mountain of prayer. In the hills, in the hills. There's help in the hills. Yes, it is. He helped me, he'll help you too. In
the hills.
There's help in the hills. Yes, it is. Just the kind of help you need. Yeah.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.